Inventory control metrics. Inventory control metrics assess a business's ability to maintain stock at sufficient but not excessive supply levels. Performance here has financial and customer service implications. The goal driving this performance metric is inventory reduction. If the inventory level can be reduced, then the costs of carrying inventory and the risks of carrying excessive and potentially obsolete inventory are also reduced. Inventory control may be measured in days inventory outstanding, DIO, or weeks of supply, in units or currency value. The basic formulas are: the goal is a lower ratio, which would reflect success in reducing inventory. For example, say that average inventory for a SKU is 1,000. If average daily use is 100, the DIO is 10. If use is 200, the DIO is 5. This metric must be compared with customer service metrics such as order cycle time and fill rate. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines order fill rate as: 1. A measure of customer orders fulfilled from stock, usually expressed as a percentage. In a make-to-stock company, this percentage usually represents the number of items or dollars on one or more customer orders that were shipped on schedule for a specific time period, compared with the total that were supposed to be shipped in that time period. 2. In a make-to-order company, usually some comparison of the number of jobs or dollars shipped in a given time period, for example, a week, compared with the number of jobs or dollars that were supposed to be shipped in that time period. If inventory is at a level that leads to delayed or unfilled orders, it is not well controlled. Specific target ratios may be set for each SKU or groups of SKUs, perhaps using the ABC inventory classification system. If inventory levels are assessed as excessive, inventory reduction methods can be applied. These include review of demand forecasting methods, reanalysis of usage and lead times, recalculation of order quantities, reduction of safety stock level, application of ABC classification, more accurate or frequent cycle counting, monitoring of supplier deliveries, vendor-managed or consignment inventory. For the purposes of continuous improvement, businesses may regularly review SKU classifications and the appropriateness of their inventory targets. Forecasting error can have a significant impact on an organization's inventory control efforts. Inventory control also applies to inventory accuracy as discussed elsewhere, and ensuring inventory remains saleable using metrics such as the damaged and lost rate, for example, number of items damaged divided by number of items dispatched per period. Inventory shrinkage targets can be set as a threshold, for example, less than 0.3%.